This is a homebrew podcast.
Hey there, how's it going? How's the weather? Hey, why is it so cloudy in here? I can't see anything.
Yarr, we just got a new shipment in from our newest benefactor. His name's the Vape King. Check this out. Smooth.
Oh, that smells delicious too.
Yarr, fruity. Just the way I like it.
Oh yeah, you know, that's how I like it. Hey, you know, let me try some of that vape too.
Here you go. It's from some sort of crazy device.
Oh wow, okay. Well, that's good. Oh yeah. Well, I think this is going to be a real good shipment. Oh yeah.
Sure. This is going to be a great partnership. Thank you, Vape King.
Welcome back to Sanity Damage, a tabletop role-playing game actual play live show. I'm your Dungeon Master, Nathan, and I am joined tonight by Cody.
Jack Rackman, ready to get my land legs back.
Pippin.
I'm already here. You know what? I actually just had something. I forgot it.
Ellen.
How am I supposed to follow that?
Y'all need to get your land legs back.
Celine the Star Child. I'm going to ask a bird man dad murderer about a boat.
And Alex.
Clacker Volkson, smoke free for 1 minute and counting.
The Sanity Damage podcast is not sponsored by any big vape companies. Just the
vape. But we could be. We could be.
We could be. Sadly, I take endorsements in vapes if you guys want to send them to me, vape companies.
Join us on episode 71 of our first campaign, To Whom the Sea Belongs. A couple weeks ago in real life, as well as a couple weeks ago in-game, because of the kind of time-lapse you've had on the seas, you explored the debtor's penance, did a lot of drugs, kept the prisoners in line, started working on nursing Hudson back to health, and finally arrived in Yurikanoa, the capital of Kelwaruma. So that is where we're going to pick back up. But first, I've got a couple words from our sponsors. So we are brought to you through partnership with Comic Book Yeti's Cryptid Creator Corner, which is an award-winning comics interview podcast hosted by Jimmy Gasparo and Byron O'Neill. Dropping every Tuesday and Friday, you can find the Cryptid Creator Corner wherever you download your podcasts. Tune in for chats with some of the biggest names in indie comics and beyond. So not exactly TTRPG related, but I love comics. I bet a lot of you do too. So I'm really excited for this connection. Go be sure to check them out and give them some stars, some ratings. Also, a word on Sanity Damage merch. Sanity is coming to the real world soon. What better way to watch this stream than with a cup of your favorite in-brand Sanity, or in-world brand of Sanity. Tune in this Sunday the 10th for a tea tasting with our very own Clacker Volkson. That'll be 7 p.m. Eastern this Sunday. All right, all that admin out of the way, you are rolling into the port of Kelwaruma, or the port of Yurikanoa, the capital of Kelwaruma. It is mid-afternoon. There's a large assortment of pier sizes. There's like those large piers that go way out for like the bigger boats. That's probably what you're going to need to use given the heft of the debtor's penance. There are smaller ones for like sailboats and day trip fishing boats, that kind of stuff. So I imagine you just roll in and dock at one of the bigger ones, right?
Yeah, we gotta.
I was waiting for the captain to answer.
I mean, it sounds about right to me. I don't have any preference.
As long as they're not, like, getting ready to shoot at us for being on the debtor's penance or anything.
Oh, no.
It's cool.
Would they dare to shoot at the debtor's penance is the question.
Right. Yeah, as you approach, you would all see Yurikanoa is a wide and a shallow city, meaning, like, it stretches for tens of miles along the coastline, but isn't more than a mile or two deep from coast to the inland stretches of the residential neighborhoods. You know, it's like Malibu. It's long, not deep. Most...
Sorry.
You good?
No, I heard long, not deep, and yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, yeah, fun fact about Malibu. It's 21 miles long and no more than a mile and a half deep at any point.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's a coastal city, and that's just by nature of having coastline. Yurikanoa is the same way. Lots of beachfront properties. Most of the buildings are mud brick with palm frond thatched roofs. Most are only a single floor because that's not good for, like, tall buildings, but there are some taller buildings that are built into the sides of natural hills or are mud brick for the first couple floors and then, like, wooden structures for the second or third floor. As you dock, you would see at least along the docks and along the shorefront, you would see that the people of Yurikanoa represent a wide cultural mix, which is to be expected with any port city. Just at a glance, it looks like humans and halflings are the most represented, but you can see most species here. You spot people who likely hail from every major international power in the markets, from West Danica to Taiyang even, and from Masara to Arohav. Those of Kelruman ethnicity generally have a darker range of skin and hair, and many, but certainly not everyone, has some kind of tattoo, like the geometric Polynesian style. As you roll up and begin docking, a deckhand, or a dockhand, comes up and starts helping your crew lower anchor and tie some ropes, lower a gangplank, and start unloading some cargo. And he'll look up and he'll introduce himself. He'll say, welcome to Yurikanoa. My name is Kahaya. I'm happy to help you with anything you need to know. Just let me know. I'll point you in the right direction.
Oh, hey there. This is our first time here, so we're just getting acquainted.
Excellent. Well, yes, I mean, Yurikanoa has basically anything that you might want to experience. Our markets are great. We've got a lot of trade, given our proximity. We've got a lot of trade from Taiyang, from West Annika. Luckily, no major conflict right now between the two. We've kept the militaries away, kept the navies away. My husband runs the inn and tavern known as the Broken Boat. I'd highly recommend you stay there, obviously because it's family, but also because it's a great place, and I think you'd enjoy it. Especially, it looks like you're... And he gestures to the enormous boat, to the debtor's penance. Looks like you're accustomed to the fine things in life. So the Broken Boat is, it's not a palace, but it's a nice place. It's a good establishment.
Is there any, excuse me, I've been, just so long at sea. Is there any local sporting or goods or, cuisine that we should try while we're staying here in Yurikanoa?
One of our specialties, yes. The Broken Boat has some, although my husband Andrew, he and I will be the first to admit, it's our dish is not the best. We're still perfecting our own recipe, but different tea houses throughout the region, tea is very important here. I'd also recommend our egg corn stew. It's quite lovely.
Egg corn stew? See, you eat your egg corns.
We boil them, then we mash them, and we put them in a stew.
Oh my god.
And yes.
Sounds fascinating.
Celine is just very, very staring at this guy like he's talking about, like, taking money out of your wallet and just eating it.
No, there's the name. He said acorn, not acorn. You're talking about acorn tuts. They're talking about acorns.
Oh, no, not acorns. Eggcorns. Yes, right.
Aren't acorns poisonous?
Oh, I don't...
Flame shrugs.
They're very
flame
bitter.
Shrugs. I'm like, what's my medicine?
I don't think you're supposed to eat acorns.
Yeah, you're not. They're quite valuable.
Do you have a magic item shop? We just recently came into some wealth.
We do.
Speaking of it, our way with
how up. Much for the city? How much to buy it? No.
This town,
well,
how much?
The city is not for sale. But we do have magic item shops. We also have... I have a friend who is a skilled tattoo artist. He gestures to his own tattoos. And he says, she even is willing for the right price to do magical tattoos.
Yes!
Yes!
That is so badass.
Yarr.
Let's go! I'm gonna start sketching tattoo designs.
He's gonna be dying. Are we all just gonna go get a magic tattoo together?
I think it would be a good team tattoo. Bonding experience if we all just got matching, like, face tattoos.
No! I'm not getting a face tattoo.
What if we all got tattoos of matches? Then they would be matching tattoos.
Kahaya shakes his head. He's like, no. Matching tattoos, not a thing here. Each tattoo tells the story of your life. Copying someone else's tattoo is saying that their life is exactly the same as yours, and that's just not true for anyone.
What if we ask them to tell the same moment from us walking from the boat to the tattoo shop?
Kahaya just sighs and shakes his head. He's like, you know what? You do what you want to do. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it would be the same moment.
All right, wise guy. If there's a motif in your life that you all share, if there's a theme that brought you together, then you can work something out. But there needs to be some expression of how you are unique. Anyway, right, the magical tattoos are quite nice. He gestures to the wave pattern along his side. It's like, this allows me to breathe underwater a little bit each day. It's great for swimming, for fishing.
Nice. So are we all thinking Yule tattoos then?
No. I say we each get a tattoo of a different bone for Zachariah.
I actually never met this Zachariah. I was thinking of getting like an anchor and then like, it says anchor. And it says something like not meant to sink or don't sink, something like that.
I would have figured you're more for a dolphin person for some reason.
Oh, you're a dolphin, that says bloodlust.
Speaking of boats, we should probably have them dock our other ship and get it worked on while we're here.
Yar. I step forward and I say, I am Commodore Rackman. My other ship will be pulling in behind us. We're towing it. And it needs work.
It certainly does. It's not riding very well. It's missing a mast. Or rather, is that mast strapped to it and it's still... Yeah, my bad.
It is.
Well, is that mast is an important member of our crew.
Yes, we can get it repaired. Both,
excellent.
Both of them docked together. Both ships together is going to be 4 gold pieces per day. You can settle up when you leave. I'm not worried about how long you stay, but just be aware that's the rate.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Any sights to see while we're on the island as tourists?
Well, I mean, looks to me that you're all kind of up for some adventure. Both of your ships are well armed. I imagine you're not just the average sightseer.
No,
a little of both.
And you seem like you're a canoer your way around here.
Wow.
If I had a gold piece for every time I've heard that one.
Well then, I would have a 1 gold piece at the moment. If I had it.
Kahaya looks at Moriarty and then looks pointedly past Moriarty to Clacker. Or to Jack, rather. Jack is the one who asked the question first. and he says, yeah, so sightseeing of the more adventurous bent, of course, is the Lake of Sankuriang. You know, it's quite famous. Everyone talks about it. But I don't always recommend that people go there. It's rather dangerous. I don't like going there myself. No disrespect against people who think that they're up for it, but I think the place is haunted. I have inland friends who hunt and collect food from the forest, and they have not had good experiences there. In terms of more safe sightseeing, then the great cliffs of Kelruma, they are on the world map, or on the region map. They are about a day's travel up to a smaller town that's inland. This town overlooks the Great Cliffs. They're quite tall, they're pure white, very beautiful. Great during the day, great at sunset, just a very picturesque location.
I do think we'll need to go to that lake.
I actually travel to places when I'm, you know, being a tourist that are haunted is my preference. So that lake sounds lovely. Are there any local legends about it? Is it just haunted? Like, what happened there?
Oh, all kinds of horrible things happened there. You know, I've got to tend to the other ships. If you go to the broken boat, I'll catch up with you after my shift and we can talk about it more. I'm sure my husband would be willing to share his take as well.
Yes, and you said your husband was named Andrew?
Yes, correct.
Okay, well, we'll buy you a pint later.
All right, I look forward to it. And we'll tell many tales at that time. And then, yeah, he hurries away to tend to a couple fishing boats that are coming in with their nets full.
Yarr. Well, where to first, then?
Tattoos.
I mean, he had to leave. I was going to ask him about the giant, you know, log on the other side of the coast. From the cliffs.
That is a good question. I thought that was just one of those things on a map.
Like, oh, yeah, that's...
yeah, I don't think that's...
Yeah. The Totem of Seagal
Token. Oh, it's moving.
I knew what it was. I was just being...
Pippin was just being Pippin.
So, I mean, but it was like a city-sized log. That's all I gotta say.
Sure. I do think we have one important matter of business.
It's tattoos.
It's these ragamuffins that we brought on board that we kept alive from Thousand Tom's crew. I think we promised to just let them go once we got here.
I do think that was something we said.
Yes,
they surrender, now, we don't murder them.
I said that because we wanted them to work. But now that we're here, I mean, I don't really feel bad about double crossing. Should we send them to the brig?
I mean, technically, that wouldn't have been murdering them if we just lock them away now on this island.
Right, right. I mean, we could go get the local authorities. I'm sure there's quite possibly bounties on these people's heads, even.
What about that scientist? Should we just let him, you know, go and experiment?
Yeah, he's really expensive. I don't know if we can afford him.
Right, but should we allow him to walk freely? I mean, he did build a blood cannon.
It was under duress. I'd build a blood cannon if I had to.
I'd build a blood cannon if I knew how to. You know, but with his notes, maybe I can.
Try to make, like, a potato cannon instead.
I know somebody that would buy that.
I don't see this on my character sheet. Did we distribute the monies that we found?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did because I don't have it on my character sheet. I just need to know how much tattoos I can get.
Right.
That's for danger.
I mean, I have 47 acorn tops. Is it like a bartering society? Do you think I could trade my drugs for tattoos?
I mean, bartering, not really, but first selling your drugs and then using that revenue, like, absolutely. It's typical trade in that regard.
Guys, should we become drug dealers?
I don't really have any preference. I don't care about drugs.
Can you get some seaweed?
That's the only drug I really care about.
I do think I know of a tattoo that I would like.
Is it Pop Boy?
No, it was actually talking about one of the magic tattoos. I think I know one I would.
Is it that one that I'm thinking of that you had in a different existence?
I think I know that man that you're talking about. He did have two tattoos.
Oh.
That's what they're called, tattoos.
Wow.
That's the podcast tonight, y'all. Thanks for joining us.
But it is the damage one.
I'm sorry, guys. I am not seeing how much gold I gave you all either.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, that it's possible that last time I was like, yeah, you find a bunch of gold and we'll settle it up. Later.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, and then we forgot to settle up.
I could have swore you gave us a number, but...
No, you gave me a drug number.
Yeah, I gave you a drug number, and there was a lot of gold. Yeah, I don't think I did distribute it. So let me think for a minute.
We got 40,000 gold pieces a person.
That's enough to retire. Can we buy another timeshare?
How much is the town again,
man? Can I buy the town as a timeshare?
A reminder, I'm gonna go ahead. The number I give you is for each of you, so it's already split up.
Okay.
And remember that the first mate and crew each get their cut as well. So Nelton is gonna get the same value that you guys do. Savannah is going to get a smaller cut, and each of the crew under Savannah are going to get a small cut as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sounds fair.
That sounds only fair.
That was the agreement.
That was the agreement, yeah. Sorry, quick calculations. I think you each... And by you each, I mean the four of you plus Nelton, get 13,000 gold pieces.
13,000 gold!
Ha!
What? What?
See, I was like, maybe...
Fuck, acorn tops!
I have a lot of money in my inventory, but it was no 13,000 gold!
I was like, Greece, we just plundered the boat of the richest man.
Yeah.
So how much is the town?
Yeah.
The town is not for sale.
What about the town chair?
All right, just hear us out, though. Let us meet the elders of this village, and we could talk it out, you know. Everything's for sale.
Right.
Except for the town.
No. We just let us barter with them. Between golden cannons, I'm sure we can come up with a number.
What if we just buy all the beachfront property and then raise the rent? Arr, I don't know what came over me for a second. Capitalism.
Immediately, all of us at the same time.
Yeah, I'll also say you know that the amount that you plundered from the boat is only a fraction of Thousand Tooth Tom's liquid, like, wealth.
Sure, he's got a huge account back at Gringotts.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I'm just doing the quick calculation of, like, how much 13,000 gold is in real-world money.
Yes.
According to, a D&D to real-world conversion.
Mm-hmm. Well, gold is worth so much, right? I mean,
right.
And a coin weighs... I don't know what kind of calculations you're doing.
If we are going by the price of gold, then, you know, that's probably a lot of gold. Wait. Gold's worth the load.
I had visualized a lot of gold, but this is a lot more than I visualized. This is probably the most gold I've ever seen in my life. I don't know about the
rest. All that to say, tattoos are affordable.
Yeah, we're getting a full sleeve.
I don't know. I've suddenly become a miser.
So one gold piece right now is about $490 US.
What?
Yeah.
That's like what?
Yeah. Per gold?
That's
per gold piece.
6.37 million.
So at 490, let's just round it out to 500 for easy math.
Yeah. Damn. That's not as much as I had thought in real world terms, but I feel like if I had 13,000 gold coins, I could take it to a cash for gold for more than
that. Oh my god. They give you back gold.
Ah! Curses!
So it's about 490 per gold piece. That's what it's like. Probably around 6 million.
We can calculate gold to real money anytime.
6.5, somewhere in there. 6.5.
Yep. Enough gold for full body tattoos for all of you.
That's a little excessive, I feel.
I don't know.
All right, let's head out. Want to see what they can do.
Yeah, if you catch Kahaya's attention again briefly, he'll give you directions to the tattoo parlor he was talking about. So many of the roads are cobbled. Some of them are just hard-packed dirt. Some of them are somewhere kind of in the middle, like cobbles holding the dirt in place. So you make your way, up the kind of main streets through one of the markets into a kind of a wide alley that has a couple storefronts along it, one of which is the tattoo parlor, and the tattoo artist is a very elderly human woman who wears really beautiful clothing, and also has it's harder to see, but she has a tattoo along the left half of her face, and it goes down her neck. It looks like it goes down her left arm as well. She beckons for all of you to come in.
What can I do for the four of you?
Celine takes off her hat and bows deeply, and she says, Madam Artist, how much for just my full leg?
She's interested in selling it. That's why she's asking.
Yes.
Wow.
She looks at it. She's like,
we talking normal black ink? We talking the special variety of ink?
I would love your most specialist variety of ink, just really go to town.
Right, right. And tell me what kind of design, meaning does this have to you? What moments of your life are you trying to portray?
I honestly haven't gotten that far. I heard tattoo and I said yes. Yes to that.
Fucking tourists.
How dare you?
She shakes her head and she's Celine? Like,
all right. Well, leg, that symbolizes forward transition and progress. Is that, there's been a lot of change in your life lately?
Yeah, actually, I kind of met up with these guys. I was, back in my forest for a long time, decade or so, and so this is kind of new. I've never really been a traveler before,
I see. Seeing the world, that's great. So, do you know what symbol you want? Maybe ocean waves, or do you have something else in mind?
Well, and I'll take out like one of my like rolled up scrolls and I'll be like, well, I really like studying constellations. And
okay.
I pull out some of my star maps. And maybe something with the stars. I'm really a big fan. Just huge fan of stars. One would say really where I divine all my power from, if you know what I mean. That'd be silly. You don't know what I mean.
I don't, but that's okay. You'll draw some power from this too. Go ahead and hop on that table over there and I'll get my supplies ready.
Okay.
Now, my most specialist of inks, like, how much are we talking here? Like, the payment kind of determines how special I'm willing to go.
I mean, how do you typically, what would 500 gold coins get me?
I could probably let you fly a few minutes a day for 500, that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm going to actually have to think about this, Nathan. Dang.
What about the rest of you?
And then she, like, pulls the curtain back and pokes her head in.
Hey, you doing okay there? You need some more salt scrub for your fresh ink?
Someone calls something back to her, and she's like, all right, and drops the curtain back.
Sorry, got a busy day. What are the rest of you thinking? Looks like you're already tattooed.
She points to Jack. What kind of ink do they have there for that,
is that a some kind of lightning symbol?
Yeah, it's a scar, actually, but it's, I don't know, it's a long story, but I got struck by a magic lightning bolt. Let's put it that way.
Ah, all right. Well, yeah, that'll do it.
Glad you get it. A lot of people don't fucking accept that.
No, I understand. I mean, Things happen. I've seen weirder things.
I mean, but have you though? He used to be a normal man, and now he's kind of part fish man.
Yeah, but he didn't struck know me by then, lightning. So the transition isn't as jarring.
I was just pointing out how strange it actually was. It might be the strangest thing she saw.
Maybe. I don't know, I was just looking through your list here.
I don't know, I've seen pretty strange things. I've seen people with, now, no judgment, you understand, but I've seen people with, like, goopy green skin and lots of arms. I've seen people with, like, kind of amphibious, like, froggy, like, purple skin with, like, looks like there was an octopus on their face. I've seen some weird things, okay?
Now, wait, where did you see the octopus face person at?
Oh, they were at the dock just a couple days ago.
Really? Did you see him talking with anybody in particular?
Trying to remember. I think they just talked with the dockhand, Kahaya, and he pointed them inland. I don't know if he was pointing to the city or if he was pointing into, to hills and jungle.
Thank you for your help there.
You're welcome. Now you understand I'm not an information broker. You want some ink? I can do that.
I'll get a tattoo then. I'm just debating on which one. You know. I think Moriart is going to get a Blood Fury tattoo. Blood Fury.
Blood Fury?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a specific design? I'm not super familiar with tattoo designs, so.
We're looking at the D&D tattoo list.
Oh.
Is that not the proper list?
Yeah, is that not what we should be looking at?
Nah, I didn't know that was there was already an official list. I knew there was some homebrew stuff, but
do you have a list of your own? Can I make up a magic tattoo right now?
Yeah,
badassery.
That's
a magic tattoo of badassery. That's something I can do.
Actually, Nathan, I thought of it because this is something I asked Pippin on the side to work for me. Is there any sort of tattoo that could, you know, when I cast spells, increase the range of me casting them, if that makes sense?
That does make sense. I think we can work with that.
Okay. What I'm
let me come back to that. I'm going to check Blood Fury tattoo real quick. And I'll also let you know, like, what I had in mind was a once per day spell.
Oh.
Blood Fury tattoo is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It is a legendary tattoo. It's going to cost you about 10,000 gold.
You can expend... deal extra damage.
That's not even its price tag in the rest of the D&D rooms.
Inflation.
Nathan, do you want me to send you the list of D&D tattoos?
Yeah, please.
Okay. In Discord.
All right.
I saw a man once do some pretty crazy stuff with that blood.
It might be, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, when you hit a creature, you can expend a charge to deal extra damage, and you regain health. Okay. And when someone damages you, you can expend a charge and use your reaction. I mean, you're still limited on reactions, so...
Oh, I know that. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can do that, but I don't have all the supplies at the moment, so I need someone to go into the jungle and get me some of the relevant supplies. But if you want to table that idea, we can see about something at a later date.
An idea I could work on that. And what, perchance, supplies do you think you need? If it's something hard to get, maybe if we find it, can barter that item for a cheaper price on my tattoo. Unless it's all the same price for whatever tattoo, in which case then I'll still just get it for you if I can.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to find it, so if you yourself were to go into the jungle and find it and bring it back to me, I'd discount it for sure. I could probably do it for 20,000, plus bring in the supplies.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll have to see about that then. Damn, I don't think I'm going to be able to borrow that much money.
What was the total we got? Like 13,000
gold? Yeah, we got 13,000.
Yeah.
But that is a powerful tattoo.
I do agree that, you know, you are limited by reactions, and Moriarty of all people uses his reactions to an insane amount, so.
Right.
You know, I could understand.
I was just thinking those moments when you're critting, it's just going to be one of those things you just got to toss in there, you know?
Right. Yeah, so I'm definitely prepared for any of you to pay to have a spell that you can use once per day by activating your tattoos. So when she was like 500 for being able to fly a few minutes, that's for casting fly on yourself. Once per day.
Oh.
Mm.
So what, like, does, if it's like a higher level spell, does the cost then obviously go up?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And it'll go down for lower ones too. Like my magical tattoos, the smallest one I can do, it's going to cost you 150 to 200 based on the spell. Based on the effect you want. strongest I can give you is probably going to be... I mean, there's the ones like the Blood Fury, like this gentleman here was asking for. But aside from that, probably 10,000 for the more expensive ones. They scale up, you understand. It's not a straight rate.
So for like, say, 600 gold, what level of spell?
Third to fourth, depending on what spell you
want.
Third
to fourth? Okay. Yeah. And it can be any class?
Yep.
Could she do like a ninth level spell, or what's her limit?
Yeah, can I do wish?
If I could tattoo wish. No, highest I can get up to is occasionally a seventh, depending on what it is.
Okay.
There's a lot of spells to pick from, lady.
I know.
Okay.
Just pick your favorites. I'll take this chisel and I'll pound some ink into your flesh, and you'll need to use a salt scrub for a few days, keep it disinfected.
Do we have time for that?
I don't know, let me look at the spell lists.
I know, there's so many spells.
There's so many spells, Nathan!
That is a good point. Like, if you want to, if you want to heal properly, if you're, like, really concerned about the integrity of the design, or if you're really concerned about the spell never malfunctioning, you'd need a couple days of, like, letting it just sit. And if you don't want that kind of time, she's obviously well established. Her parlor is relatively large, clearly prosperous. And so if you were to do this on the returning end of the adventure of the Sankiriang like arc, then you'd have time on the boat, presumably, to rest up while you're going to your next destination.
That's true. That will give us, you know, maybe some time to think about it.
Yeah, and it would give time Moriarty to find some more treasure.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm still just more shocked by the price differences between worlds at the moment.
What is it normally?
The one is about 3,000 normally.
Wow.
There is a tattoo that's like a magic resistance to like a type of damage.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's about like 24,000. You can find them in the Tasha's cauldron.
Yeah, I've read through all the subclasses. I forgot that there was tattoo stuff in Tasha, so I'll have to go back and reread that. If you guys do it on the return, then I'll have those options like fully available as well. I'll read through them between now and then.
Okay, nice. Cool.
Good to know.
I could solve my sending problem though. Think about.
That's true.
Well, I mean,
that is not the worst idea.
Well, that's not the worst idea.
I can do sending. For sure I can do sending.
But then I could do something fun. Like, my new meteors.
That is a good spell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm looking at wizard spells.
Should we all take silvery barbs?
Can we all get matching silvery barb lower back tattoos?
Can we all get barbed wire silvery barb tattoos?
On our non-tramp area, biceps. On our empowered women area.
Now, I don't really approve of matching tattoos. You understand? I think that each person should tell their kind of unique story. But if there's like a moment where you all first met that you feel is really important, and I can work in some kind of motif throughout your throughout each of your individual designs.
Well, all things to think about. Thank you so much. Do you have like a cod? So we can, you know, we're gonna go and adventure in the jungle and then come back and get our tattoos. Do we need to book an appointment? Do I need to put down a deposit?
I mean, you can certainly put down a deposit. I will not turn that away.
I'll give her 100 gold deposit.
Consider yourself deposited. I appreciate this. It definitely will make appointments no issue at all once you come back and you're ready for this.
Okay.
So then, thank you for your time. We have to go see a man about a tentacle monster to face person.
Oh, like the ones I saw at the dock.
Like the ones you saw at the dock.
Alright, well, best of luck.
And I assume you leave from there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, I think that means the Mind Flayers are here. We probably should head towards the lake then. What do you guys think?
Probably. Do we want to stop and refill any potions, things like that. Go to the magic shop, maybe. Where's Nelton? Is Nelton with us?
Yeah, Nelton's with you.
Oh, cool. I was just checking to make sure he wasn't with Savannah.
Sure. Yeah, he's with you. Savannah and Smalley and Carrington, Daphne and Drake are making sure that all of the other crew members, the consensus was just turn them loose and be sure they don't come back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Including the scientist, Dr. Suliakov.
Here's the thing, is I have a feeling in another campaign he might be a minor boss. But not this one, so
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that he might be doing weird experimentation. And that's just the vibe I got.
I mean, he's been a prisoner for, I don't know. I think that he hasn't done anything wrong to us.
You're right. Live and let live.
Alright, yeah, so the rest of the crew, like the original Stormbreaker crew, is just managing the docks, being sure that they're all on their way and gone. And we can retcon this, but if you wanted to establish the broken boat as like a meeting point, that's the inn and tavern that Andrew runs, then you can easily do that.
Should we also assign Savannah to start gathering a new crew?
Yarg.
Yeah, she'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Savannah, I trust you implicitly. Why don't you start recruiting a new crew? You're really good at inspiring and motivating the crew.
Well, happy to. No trouble at all.
And I tip my hat. And I wink.
She nods. Yeah, so that, again, timeline-wise, that happened earlier. Then you went and did your whole tattoo conversation. You are now done with your tattoo conversation. It's getting on in hours, like it's close to dinner time. The sun is setting, but it's not quite, like, down. Again, it's late summer, so the days are still long. You've got a little time if you want to poke around the marketplace. Otherwise, we can go ahead and transition to the tavern.
I wouldn't mind going to, like, a potion or a magic item shop. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's quick, kind of inventory of what everyone is doing. Nelton's probably just gonna tag along with, probably one of the people he's known the longest. Jack, Moriarty, Clacker, anything in particular you guys want to do?
Well, there aren't any specific magic items I'm looking for, but if that's where we're going, I'd probably see if they have anything fun or anything notable.
Okay.
Yeah, probably magic items as well. I mean, I know they mentioned tea earlier. I could stop and have some tea somewhere too.
Yeah, we can swing by the tea place after we're done.
Yeah, you know, Clacker, you would actually know. Yurikanoa has a tea and honey quarterly satellite publication facility.
Oh. Oh yeah, I definitely need to go there then. Gotta check in. Especially after that last issue I saw. My nemesis on the cover.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And all of his 8 abs.
That's right, the 8 abs.
Alright, well, yeah, so the Tea and Honey Quarterly headquarters is in one of the bazaars, or like the marketplaces, and there's a couple different, there's like consumable magic items that are for sale at a couple different like pushcart market or merchants. Nothing super fancy, but like common potions of healing, spell scrolls that do like cantrips, that kind of stuff. Like cool, but nothing remarkable.
Is there like an oddity shop?
Yeah. So there's all of these like market stalls that have the more common stuff, and then across the street from Tea and Honey Quarterly, maybe 50-60 feet away, through like kind of the bazaar, all of the different market stalls, there's an oddity shop that has more like uncommon magic items and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Celine kind of just she knows where like the weird people are in these kind of towns, so she just kind of gravitates towards like a magnetic pull towards the oddity shop.
Yeah, for sure.
Seems a little strange.
Oh, I love it in here. It's so... I don't know, do you just feel the vibrations? There's such good energy coming from the shop. Let's go.
A little strange, you say?
And as...
It is a little bit strange.
As you approach the oddity shop, a hunched over dwarven man with a beard that would certainly be longer than he is tall if he hadn't wrapped it around himself several times. Opens the door and beckons.
Come see everything that I have to offer.
Yes. Hello. We're from out of town. We're just visiting. Do you have anything special?
Everything special, dear. What do you want?
I don't know, like a little trinket or souvenir, maybe magical in nature?
Well, trinkets and souvenirs, that's kind of... My stuff's a little... Peck's more of a punch than that.
Oh, go on.
Well, you want something that literally packs a punch?
Yes.
I've got brass knuckles. They're magical. They're pretty nice. You want something else? I've got, I don't know, a metaphorical punch, I guess. A wand of magic missile.
Mm-hmm. How much for the wand?
The wand,
And he, like, his eyes kind of roll back, so it's just the whites of his eyes under these, like, bushy white eyebrows.
Oh, I love him.
And then his eyes, like, pop down with, like, kind of a bouncing motion. And he's like, the wand of magic missiles, it's going to be 800.
800 for a wand?
Yes.
That feels
Them's
a bit...
the prices. Take him or leave him.
Feels a bit steep, doesn't it?
Boy? All right, leave him.
Fine, I will. Maybe I don't like you as much as I thought I did.
Well, good riddance to you, too.
Hey!
You know, I kind of like this man. Just something about him.
This is a roller coaster.
I'm sorry, an uncommon magic item for 800? You crazy, Nathan. Nathan!
That's not my name. My name's Cranky.
Cranky or Frankie?
Cranky.
Come on, Cranky.
Come on. Frankie's a human name.
All right. Well, we're not that out of town, all right? We're not complete morons.
All right. Well, then don't waste either of our time. Just move on.
What? All right. Out of curiosity now, what's the most expensive thing that you have?
I've got a staff. And he wiggles his bushy eyebrows. A staff?
I don't see anybody else in here.
All right, wise guy. meteor summoning.
What? How much?
400,000.
Alright, that's pretty pricey.
It summons meteors.
Are you aware that there is a mind flayer problem?
Sure am. That's why I'm asking so much for it.
You gotta be prepared for the end times. He's dying.
That's why I'm prepared for the end times.
Well, I'd better hear about it in the goddamn news.
No.
Kelruma saved my weird man with staff that summons meteors.
Question. Do you have an item that if I hit somebody with, they just automatically get knocked out?
Or their head comes off.
No, just let me cook here now. I'm just asking questions.
Automatically knocked out. I'm not really sure about that, but... I have these, they're like miniature boxing gloves. You can put them on the tips of arrows to do non-lethal ranged damage.
We'll forget about the club. All right. Do you have a magic item that will let me alter somebody's memories?
I can't say I do.
Darn.
Although, it's possible that I just forgot. And he winks at you.
I mean...
Do you have anything that's just like
help me either way? Then,
do you have anything that's just like fun, like for fun?
No, go talk to one of those crummy little street merchants.
I see why they call you cranky.
I see why they call you. I don't know.
You have no idea. I never gave you my name, ha!
How did you know we call her? I don't know.
Just wise like that. Taps the side of his head.
Should I fight this old man?
Well, if you end up killing him, we're taking the staff.
It wouldn't be the first
time. That's true. Wait. That's kidding.
We about to burn a bridge.
We about to get out of town real fast.
No, we have to do that later then.
Yeah, we'll do that on the way back. On the way out of town, we'll get our tattoos, and then we'll steal the staff of Meteor Strike. Meteor Summoning.
Have you ever heard of the Staff of the Magi?
The Staff of the Badger?
Magi.
Oh, yeah. Sold one just the other day.
What?
To whom?
Your mom.
You. Fuck you,
Frankie. I was an advocate for you.
But seriously, did you really sell a Staff of the Magi the other day?
Of course not. Who do you think I am?
I don't know.
We don't know.
How about Staff of Meteor Summoning? What about Robes of the Archmage?
No, nothing like that.
Do you have anything that might, you know, add protection against certain types of damage?
Bracers of protection. Strap them on your arms. Good to go. Different kinds of necklaces and bracelets. They help with different kinds of, fire, cold, acid, all the different kinds of damage.
Can I look at some rings?
Yeah. This way.
And how much?
It depends what kind of ring you want, but starting at 300.
Okay.
What about, I don't know. Rod of Absorption?
Not a rod of absorption, but a rod of, immobility, or the immovable rod. Got one of those.
Oh, how much is that?
He like glances at you. For you, 2,800.
Fuck, 2,800? That's a pretty good deal.
And it's not really an immovable rod, because it like, well, I mean, just think about it, right? It rotates as the Earth rotates, and it moves through space at the same rate that the Earth moves through space. So it's immovable in proportion to the nearest like large gravitational force. Physics are all kind of confusing, but it's not truly, it doesn't just stay in place. If it did, it'd
doesn't
be kind of worthless.
Doesn't that prove that this is a flat Earth and that we're not moving, that the sun moves around us?
His eyes just get big.
Whoa. Man, my nephew knew it.
I did go to the Astral Sea one time, but I didn't see the sphere.
Do you happen to have a tome of clear thought?
Oh, magic books.
Tome of clear thought. Yeah, let me go look in my library.
I'm going to speed up this interaction just a little bit. Let me know. Like, he's going to be cantankerous the whole time. He's going to...
Yeah, I love it.
He's going to be completely, like, non-committal about whether he actually has something or not. Like, he'll say one thing and then he'll immediately contradict himself.
Wow.
The Tome of Clear Thought, no, he does not have that.
Rip.
I don't fall a lot. What about a Ring of Protection?
Yeah. I got a Ring of Protection. It's gonna cost you, for you specifically. One of those nice smelling, bags that I see. And,
yeah.
And, 1200 gold pieces.
1200 gold pieces and one of my good smelling bags.
Take it or leave it. And he just
kind of. What if I throw in some acorn tops in there?
Great. 1200 and a smelly good thing and some acorn tops. That's awesome.
You crazy. You crazy. Let's go. And I like, I think on my way out, I just like knock over a rack of something as I'm leaving.
As you do, a suit of armor that seemed deconstructed near the doorway snaps into place and looks threateningly at you, but the dwarf waves it off and doesn't have it confront you.
How much for that?
That's not for sale. That's Humphrey.
Thank you, Humphrey.
All right, Humphrey. Would you like to work with us then? No. No, I'm kidding. I will not try to get Humphrey to work with us.
All right. All right. Well, I'm saving up for a tattoo, so maybe I'll be back for that rod. I don't know.
All right. Well, I hope I never see you again. Get out.
You invited us.
How are you still in business?
People know a good businessman when they see one.
You're terrible at this.
Is there anyone else in this shop but us?
There's Humphrey.
Right, there's Humphrey.
Oh. He doesn't count. All right.
Well, let's go get some dang tea. After all this shopping and not buying anything.
I think as soon as we leave, I turn to the boys and I say, so we're definitely going to rob that place later, right?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We are pirates.
We are pirates, so we say that. Wait. Officially, I guess now we would be pirates after
like,
we do this.
Most small business owners, I would feel really guilty, but not him. I feel like we would actually be doing the community a service by robbing him.
You know what really grinds my gears is when these shopkeepers have things like rods of missile summoning, but they won't help us defeat the big fucking boss.
One of Zachariah's pet peeves for sure. T, is that next up?
Yeah. Are we going to the offices or just to get some tea?
I don't know.
Depends on what kind of tea you want.
I'll let Clacker take the lead on this because that's his whole jam.
Right.
No, it's
no,
tea.
That's
it's
tea.
Not, it's, yeah, thank you.
Done.
You know, it's getting to be, it's like the evening time. We should go for like a nice, like, kind of an evening, more, not so like fruity, more, Why can't I think of like the opposite of like a fruity tea right now?
Like a spicy like, tea? Like cinnamon like, or ginger?
Like more robust, yeah. Like
fuller like a flavor. Chamomile?
Mmm, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, something like a nice like supper time tea or something. Maybe dinner we can have some jam too.
Is there like high tea? You know what I mean? With like
yeah, that'd definitely be a thing in West Anakin culture and in places where West Anakin culture has like influence. So there might be pockets of that in Yurikanoa, but it wouldn't strictly be like a Kelwaruman cultural thing.
Okay. I thought you meant like high C but with tea.
I mean, I have heard of like what is that? Count Grey tea.
Right.
You mean Pippin, I'm sorry, are you talking about Earl Grey tea?
Yes.
Yes.
Earl Grey tea.
Count Grey. It's Count Grey. Oh,
there yeah, is know, Lady Grey tea as well.
We could have some Count Grey tea. I could, you know, maybe yeah. We should go for some of that.
You know, so, I'm not really that big into tea, you guys. I'll just take whatever you give me.
I love tea. I don't really go for the formal teas. It's more of like what I have in my good smelling pouches. I kind of sometimes you can just take that and make it into a tea.
Yeah, I'll just take whatever you hand me, Clacker. You're the tea expert, Nelton yeah. says.
Well, let's go for yeah something more full bodied and you know a nice supper time tea, something for the evening.
Sounds fine, Nummy.
All right, so the Tea and Honey Quarterly headquarters, or not headquarters, but like satellite offices, they're one of the larger like high-rise buildings. It's 4 floors tall, so it towers atop the other buildings in the region. The first floor is like an actual tea shop, and so you can see people heading in to have tea and to have like light snacks. It's not very busy right now because it is pretty much dinner time, so a lot of people are looking for something more substantial. But it is still open. There's like the little circular paper like tea lights hanging in front of the door.
Of course.
Yeah. Big letters, Tea and Honey Quarterly. Embossed golden letters across the doorway.
Oh, wow.
Inside Tea and Honey Quarterly, again, I mean, it looks like a tea room. It's elegant and delicate. The tables have white tablecloths over them. There's little floral arrangements in the middle of each table. It looks like there's a couple of those high tea, what do you call them? Display, like tiered displays of different kinds of cookies, biscuits. I mean the same thing when I say those two words.
Finger
I don't mean
finger
like...
sandwiches.
yeah, finger foods. Finger sandwiches, all of that kind of stuff. Macaroons. And there's a. On one side of this room, there's a. Bar like opening into the kitchen where people are brewing the teas, and on the other side there's an oak desk, one of those windows where like the office is actually in a different room but a window opens into this room, and you see an older lady sitting behind that desk, you know, like late 50s early 60s, it looks like she's tending books, some kind of like accountant or ledger keeper. The doorway leading to kind of the office where she is situated says employees only. So that's like the business side of Tea and Honey Quarterly. Mm-hmm. Let's see other details about this woman. She's wearing like horn rim glasses with like the chain around her neck. She's got a ridiculously fluffy feathered hat with a bunch of wax fruit on it. A Victorian, like, fluffy dress with a pearl necklace and all of that. She's She's sitting, so you can't tell her height exactly, but she looks smaller. She looks shorter. She is, in fact, a seal folk, and she has a sleek gray fur. And the nameplate in front of her says Sylvia.
Sylvia. She
looks up and she nods cordially at you all and then gestures that you can go into the tea room. And then she does a double take. Klacka? Klacka Volkson?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, we're gonna go. And I keep going. I don't even look at
wait,
her.
Wait, Klacka! So rude!
Yeah, come on. We got things to do.
Wait, Klacka? Come here. You always write the best articles.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, that's kind of what I'm here to do. And Clacker's got his arms crossed and he's like not actually looking at her. Just like doing that like annoyed thing where you don't want to talk to someone, but you're just you're being forced into the conversation right now. It's like, yeah, I know. You know, it's kind of my thing. You know, it's what I do.
But you haven't been. I haven't read anything from you in the past quarter.
And I reach into my my jacket and I just pull out like a basically like a brochure size kind of like stack of paper that I've got in my hand. I'm like, I've got, and it includes everything from the first place I can't even remember the name of that bar.
The Leaping Fish.
Yeah, I've got stuff from there, stuff about the couple from the underwater city because I told them I would give them some business as well. I've got a little excerpt I've written about sanity, what I am assuming are the health benefits of adding powdered saber tooth horn into your tea. And it's, yeah, that one's an opinion piece. but everything else is like, I'm like, I've got, you know, I know I've been away, but I've got plenty of stuff right here for everyone to work with. So I gotta drop this off.
All right, well, yeah, be sure you drop that off before you go. I mean, listen, Klacka, I'm sure you know this, but you gotta start producing more articles if you want to be represented by the magazine. I mean, Channing was on the front cover of the last quarter. He's gonna be on the cover of this next quarter. His stuff is okay, I don't mind him, but he doesn't have that kind of genteel, polished, refined air that you do, you know? I mean, you're one of my heroes, Klacka.
Well, then bump him for my stuff. You know, I've got plenty to fill
out
the hole.
I don't run Tea and Honey quarterly. I can't make that decision.
Well,
I can take your articles. I can start running them. I can get them to the publishers, but we need to see more of your presence, Klacka.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got a lot going on, okay? You know, there's a mind flayer problem.
You've got a lot going on. I've got a lot going on. I've got 2 kids and 4 grandkids to pay for. I got to worry about their education. We've all got stuff going on, Klacka.
Yeah, I got a friend in a coma on a boat. So what do you know about that, huh?
I'm really sorry to hear that, Klacka. Is there anything I can do?
And Klacka, he just kind of like goes blank. He goes, I need to do my business here.
Well, so do you want me to take those articles? And she's like reaching up. She's like dying to see what you've written.
I take them. I roll them up, and I kind of like I go, do you have a little? Oh, here. Do you have a little piece of ribbon I can take? And I'll just, I don't know, like I'll tear like a shoelace out of her shoe or something, and use that, and just tie up my things and go. Now give this to the people that need to see it. Don't open it.
Wow.
Klacka, I mean, this poor woman.
I just love your work, Klacka.
You're her hero, and you won't even let her read a little peek?
She's bobbing her little seal head. The wax fruit on her hat is wobbling.
Klacka she wants pushes to her horn so rim. Badly.
Pushes her horn rim glasses back up on her nose, or on her snout, rather.
I'm so sorry about my friend. You know, the fame and glamour of the tea writing, reviewing industry really has gotten to his head lately.
I guess so. I mean, I expected this from Channing.
Channing doesn't know anything. He's only going to be on the next issue because I haven't been around. Now Klacka's just so angry.
Why don't we just get some soothing tea in him and he'll calm down, you know?
Why don't you do that?
Hey, you know what they always say, don't meet your heroes.
They do. They do. She blows her nose. I'll be sure that the publishers see this.
Yeah, you know, it's their job. That's what they need to do. So, you get it to them.
Yeah. She just looks up with the biggest seal eyes. Just one article.
Me, Alex, feel so bad. This is so hard to do.
Moriarty's just gonna start pushing Clacker along. You have a nice day.
Read
the articles.
Selene's gonna leave a little egg corn top on Sylvia's desk and say, for the family, and I'm gonna pat it and walk away.
You know, nobody else but you considers that currency.
Yontor does, and so does Gailey, so meh.
Sounds like the
okay, that is three people out of an entire world.
That you know of.
Sylvia, how many other people have we passed?
Nods. Just like, I don't know what I'll do with it, but thank you.
I'm just saying, it's not like you're normally poor right now, like you normally are. You have money. You just purposely gave her the currency that's not a currency.
It is very valuable where I come from.
Well, she's not there.
Sylvia slides her reception window closed and hops down and waddles away to go take the articles to the publishers.
As soon as she gets away from, like, being near us, I immediately change my demeanor completely, and I go, okay, so now that Debbie Downer's gone, how do you guys think I can get on the next issue of Tea and Honey Quarterly? Like, what's that all about, you know? It's kind of crazy, huh?
Wow, you're a jerk.
I don't know what you mean. You know, that was, she just was bringing down the whole energy of everybody. I don't know. That was, ugh.
Melton just shakes his head. So whatever.
She was a nice lady. I think you just have, I think we should have a talk. We should meditate on this and have a talk about it later. Let's get some tea.
Yeah, I think you need some tea in your system and you need some of Celine's smell goods.
Or some of my drugs. Either or. Fearless choice.
Yeah, or both. Well, the tea itself is quite delicious. Tea and Honey Quarterly only serves the best. Clacker, you would recognize some classics like, what are we calling it? Count Grey. There's some regional flair. There's like some tea native to plants from Kelwaruma. There's that same orange leaf tea made from a plant in Bagudaga that Krusty Sean tried to serve to you back at the Leaping Fish. His blend was entirely off. He had the proportions wrong and the brewing time wrong. Here it's quite good.
See, now this is what I should. I gotta, and I kind of like take out a little piece of like notepad and I write down like the contact information for him. I'm gonna get this to the right people.
Wow, you're trying to help that guy.
I told him he had the wrong contacts. I would try to help him get the right contacts.
You did say that. That's true.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm sure you already have it, but inspiration to Clacker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do.
Let's see. What else at Tea and Honey Quarterly? I think that's it. It's just a nice little pre-dinner jaunt. Clacker's in his element, gets to show off like the classic teas to everyone, even if everyone is like pissed at him for how he treated Sylvia.
Everyone still is like coming up to him, they're like, oh, it's Clacker. Clacker's here.
Right, yeah, I guess the kitchen staff would still be kind of swooning. Also, just a quick mention to those of you watching or listening, like you can get some of this tea sometime in the future. So do that, because it's going to be really cool. If you're watching this live, then tune in to me and Alex doing a taste test on Sunday. If you're listening to it, then this will already be over. But pay attention, because this tea is coming to the real world. It's going to be pretty great. Okay. ad done back in the story. Yeah, the kitchen staff are kind of over the moon to see you, Clacker, and to get to serve you. I'm sure you get to sign many autographs of, like, people's favorite articles that you've written, all of that.
I'll kind of, like, lean into some people, like, and be like, here's a little something that's going to be in one of the future issues. And I'll take some of my powdered saber-tooth horn and, like, sprinkle it into their teas. Like, that's just for you.
Well, those drugs...
No, these are drugs, and I take out my drug pouch.
These are drugs.
It'll make it. It's real good. It doesn't do anything. Clacker just thinks it does.
Right, and you know, the poor chef like takes, or the brewer takes a sip, and like frowns in concentration and takes another sip, and then begins to slightly nod. Yeah, I see what you're saying, Clack. That is really good.
I'm just nodding the whole time and watching him while he's tasting his tea. I'm just watching him and patiently nodding.
make a charisma check.
All right.
Dice in the dice game.
I didn't have up my character sheet.
Is this our first roll of the?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think so.
For like an hour, almost an hour and a half in.
A five.
Okay. So, well, you know what? I'm gonna do the same thing. Okay, yeah. So he's nodding along because he doesn't want to jeopardize his employment. He does not taste any difference.
Yeah. That's I would expect that from anybody too. Yeah. They just
if you rolled high enough, it'd be a placebo or a platibo, I guess. And they'd be like, oh yeah, you're totally right. It does taste like different. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And just like get in their head, you know. But totally. No, he's just going along for the sake of going along with it.
It's just like a little gritty because it's powdered saber tooth.
Right. Gritty.
Oh yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Speaking of tea, you all can purchase tea blends that you can use as potions of lesser healing, sanity, potions of greater healing, greater sanity, or one of the new specials that Channing has brought into the public eye. Ooh. Machete.
Machete?
What is machete?
It adds 1d4 of bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing damage when you deal that kind of damage for the next 5 rounds.
Oh, what? Dude. Channing! He deserves to be good on the cover.
Can we get the list of that so that we can purchase them?
Yes, yeah, price of, I'll copy them into the chat.
Thank you.
I should have made like a little table for it. Yeah.
Ooh, machete, that's cool.
It says on the box, the legally limit amount of sanity possible in a blend of tea.
You have to get ID'd.
And how much healing does greater sanity do, just like a greater heal?
Oh, that's not on there. Yeah, so normal sanity is 1d4 plus 1. Greater sanity is 2d4 plus 2. Wow, so it scales. Yeah, it scales more slowly.
2d4 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
Sanity is expensive here. Heidi's had a
sanity is real. But like the greater sanity is expensive.
Wouldn't it just be cheaper to drink?
Yeah, it would be more cost effective.
Would it? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
fair enough. We'll make it. We're gonna call that a Nathan mistake. We're gonna scrap that from in world lore. Greater sanity will do 4d4 plus 4, so it scales 1 for 1.
Okay, 4d4 plus 4.
Yes.
I would take a greater sanity. Ooh, a machete, because that's a little fun. And a potion of greater healing.
Perfect.
That's 370.
Yeah, it looks like
do
it.
Do my math correctly?
380.
380?
Yeah.
I throw in a good smelling bag.
318.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can all do bookkeeping for those however you want okay. to. We don't have to narrate all of that.
Oh, sorry, fans.
Yeah, so Clacker, you know, signs all of these autographs, gives some people, like, their grit tea with the saber-tooth horn in it. And, yeah, I can't imagine there's anything else to do in town before heading to the Broken Boat.
I think we done did it all.
I think we done did it. I don't know, Nathan.
We're not actually
really
sitting down and drinking our tea. I had this whole little bit.
Aww.
go ahead, Kevin.
Moriarty was going to sit down, and then while everybody else started drinking their tea, he was going to pull out this little jar and put these little balls into it that look, you know, things that look like little baubles into his tea and slip them up with a straw, make the first bubble tea, but...
Yes!
Nice.
But it was going to actually turn out to be just be that they're flavorless, you know, they're, the whale fish caviar.
Oh, yeah. Spear whales?
Gross!
Yes, spear whales, yes! The ones that inflate and then pop.
Yeah, right. Little
spear
flesh
whales, caviar. They're just flavorless little bubbles. Wow. So he made the first bubble tea.
Gotta make the same.
You know that it was a savory tea, but it just needed more.
This is the kind of stuff that makes me not want to drink tea, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I think I'm ready for some egg corn stew now. Let's go.
Yarr.
You think she actually meant acorn this time? We're not just going
to
get
acorn. I think acorns are poisonous. I don't think you're supposed to eat them.
I'm pretty sure they're just very bitter. And you're supposed to, like, boil them and get the...
Why would I eat my acorn
pulp?
Why? They're so
valuable.
Because
they're not good for anything else.
Animals eat them, for sure.
Yeah! Why are you negging me, Moriarty? You've been negging me all day.
You know what? You're right. But it is fun, so... I guess that's the reason.
All right. Well,
I'm reading here. It says that tannins are considered an anti-nutrient.
Yes, but you can boil the tannins out of it. Just boil the acorn.
You're supposed to eat them raw, like I keep seeing.
Well, I did. Every time you mentioned it, I said you're supposed to boil them.
I imagine this conversation is back and forth as you guys are waiting for your acorn stew.
Yes.
You boil it in water repeatedly. You boil it. Dump out the water. Fresh new water, you boil and you get the tannins out. Till the water boils clear.
Celine isn't even listening, she's just tuned out.
Well, I'm not talking to Celine, I am talking to Jack.
This sounds just like so much effort. Like, I'd like to boil something one time and let it be done.
Yeah, that's my philosophy.
Now, did I say it wasn't an effort to make them worth eating? No.
Do they even taste good?
They're alright. But it is a good survival food.
True.
I guess if I had nothing else to eat.
Well, the aroma of the egg corn stew is significantly better than what one might imagine boiled acorns to smell like. It is just kind of... I'm trying to think of how to describe it. I went to there's a restaurant I went to a few times in London that I would not recommend that anyone goes to.
Why did you go there a few times?
It was right one there. Of the few restaurants that was subsidized by student loans. I was like, well, okay, this it's prepaid, so I'm gonna right. Anyway, it called itself Pan Asian Cuisine. So it tasted a little bit like Indian, a little bit like Chinese, a little bit like Vietnamese or like Myanmaran, but it or Thai, that's the other one I was trying to think of.
but instead it just didn't quite taste like anything. That's kind of like what Andrew's egg corns do taste like. It's okay, but it's not very, it's not super memorable and it's not super distinct.
Needs a little bit of my special spice.
Yeah, it's kind of chewy. It's kind of, it's got like kind of the texture of a boiled egg.
I think, Klaka, do you mind if you can pass the padded saber tooth horn?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's real good. Here you go.
Thank you, and I sprinkle some saber powder tooth horn on my egg corn stew.
Anybody want some of my special spice while I'm getting it out?
Moriarty may slide his bowl over to Jack without saying anything.
Yeah, Jack will rub his salty fingers over it.
Yeah.
So
Andrew will set down some drinks in front of you, and he'll say, "Hey, I'm not offended if you don't love it. It's still a recipe that I'm working on perfecting. Kahaya, my husband, has been very helpful, but he and I still haven't quite perfected the art of this yet. I'm a West Anakin chef by training, so this is kind of outside of my wheelhouse."
That's fair.
You know, I think it's very filling. It's very warm. It'd be really good on like a cold winter's day. I think. Tastes very delicious.
Now, my boat chef here, he's a world class. I think he could probably teach you something, but we'd have to arrange some sort of, like, you know, deal.
I just look at
Moriarty him. Moriarty just has, like, a mouthful of food right now and is just like, looking like, what are you doing? As he's like eating.
I'm so sorry. There was another customer distracting me. Can you, what was that, Jack?
My ship's cook here is really good. I think he can help you fix this recipe. But I think we're gonna need quite a few plates of food here in a little bit when the rest of my crew shows up. I hold out my bowl and I'm like, "We'll eat what's left, and then he can help you fix the recipe."
Oh, excellent. All right. So you then, you're the chef?
Moriarty's pointing at himself as he's like slurping down his bowl of egg
corn
soup.
Yes, yes, you.
Not like letting himself have a moment to talk, and he's just like, not actually committing to this act.
Right, and right, like, right.
Shrugs.
I mean, we've got like, what, 15 crew members? Come on. It's going to be expensive if everyone has to.
You've got 5 crew members.
What?
Yeah.
We don't have more than that?
No.
Oh.
I mean, you coerced people into sailing the Debtor's Penance.
Vanna hasn't had any luck recruiting more members.
I mean, it's just been like the afternoon. Like, she is still sussing people out and all of that. Yeah. Prior to whoever she recruits, you've got 5. And yeah, so she and her 4 crew members that report to her directly would have already checked in. They're out and about right now, but you can pretty easily like connect the dots. She told Andrew to look out for the man who looks like a fish with a lightning scar. Like, you guys, you stand out. So it's very easy for him to say, "Oh yeah, they took care of arranging the suites already for themselves and for the 4 of you." So he has like the key to your room. As you're in the broken boat, you would see that the decor in this place includes a lot of driftwood decorations, netting, tattered sails, that kind of thing. It's definitely like kind of a shipwreck theme going on.
I like the atmosphere.
Well, thank you. That driftwood? Yeah, that driftwood over on the wall there, that's from Senkuryang's original boat.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know, in the stories, he had to make one boat and it didn't work out, so then he had to make a second boat that had all the powers and stuff. But the first one, yeah, that's it, right over on the wall.
Can I touch it?
Of course, please.
And as he says that, several of his patrons get kind of rowdy and they start talking over each other like, no, that's not true. Senkuryang's only a myth. Someone else is like, no, he's not mythological. He's a real person. He's still alive. He's a crazy druid. Lives out in the woods by himself. And someone else is like, no. It was real, but he's not like magical or anything. You know, the dilution of the legend is clear in this community. Like, everyone knows the story. Everyone has their own opinions on the story.
While I'm going up and like admiring the sail, how do I explain this? Can I sleight of hand try to cut like a little piece of it?
Of the sail? Yeah. Let's the driftwood you would not be able to do, but yeah, you can do something with the sail.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just kind of want like a little piece cut off. While Andrew's distracted. Oh, so I gotta be 17?
Yep.
Sleight of hand?
Yep.
No.
Hey, come on.
I'm sorry.
Sail's already tattered enough.
I was just fixing it.
I get it's a novelty, but come on, don't do that.
You're right, Andrew. You're so nice. I'm so sorry. Here, take an eggcorn top from the hog.
This is not an eggcorn. This is an acorn. But either way, thank you.
You're welcome.
Kahaya would come in from his shift and take you up on that pint, and he'd say, "Andrew, I don't know if they told you this yet, but they're interested in going to the Lake of Senkuryang. I think they're looking to see the sights, looking to get a spook, haunting tourists or some such. Is that so?"
Yes, I love a ghost story.
We are indeed looking to go to Lake Senkuryang.
Well, Godspeed, be safe, don't die. People have.
Oh, recently?
It happens, especially with young, like, athletic men looking to prove their merits. You know, they go off and do stupid things, and sometimes they die. The lake is haunted. The jungles are dangerous. It's a difficult trek. You can do it in a day, but it's tough. So just be aware.
Good to know.
Oh, decaying. I heard that you might have talked to a tentacle-faced man or woman person the other day.
Oh, yes. Odd, that odd. I've got to say, I don't really remember my conversations with him that well.
Oh, that's unfortunate. So, was it yesterday or was it
Days ago.
That is very good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. They were strange, but again, I don't remember any of the particulars of what we talked about. I'm usually good with memory, but everything's kind of fuzzy around that.
Interesting.
And, did they say where they were going?
I don't remember, frankly. I'm sorry.
Right, I know you already pointed out I've been picking on you today, but I think he just said that he didn't remember much of the conversation. For some reason.
Hey, she might have forgotten too. I've heard it's going around.
Oh, what's
your
going
name again?
Around.
Yeah, people forgetting things. From what I gather, it's some merchants have written their inventory wrong. They thought they had more than they did. They can't remember why. But we haven't seen any, like, obvious thieves. Like, obviously, we all thought, oh, there's thieves or pirates have come in. I mean, you all look like pirates, but it doesn't seem like you've caused any trouble.
Thank you! We haven't.
The Jack's eyes are kind of shifty.
Imagine he looks shiftier the moment it's said, to be honest.
But thanks for the information.
course, of course.
Moriarty's gonna look at the others. You know, giving them that look, it's like, well, they're here.
Yarr. I don't have any good way to track them magically or anything, but we're gonna have to look.
And it's more important tonight. Apparently, they have 2 days ahead of us into Lake Securian.
We should probably get going. I love lakes at night. So pretty.
Just gonna head out right now?
Yeah, if we head out now, it's gonna be morning time by the time we get there.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, I meant I think we should, you know, I'm tired. Oh.
That's the kind of, get, you know, head out is you meant go to bed there, Clacker.
Well, that's what I thought, but you know, we can do, I can have some more tea and I can wake up, we can get going.
All right, well, if you're ready to head out, we'll take our quick intermission and then we'll get going.
All right. Yeah. I
okay.
Sounds good to me.
Perfect.
Thanks, all right.
Thank you all. Thank you, audience, for tuning in. We will be back in about 10 minutes. So 9:20 Eastern time, we'll hop back in and head toward the lake. See y'all soon.